It's 9:35. This is Weekend Edition on VPR. I'm Peter Biello. Tax issues dominated a lot of the legislature's time this week. Governor Peter Shumlin supported some of what was happening, but he opposed some, too. And joining me now to talk about tax plans in Montpelier is VPR's Bob Kinzel. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Peter.
Let's start where the governor and the legislature agree, the gas tax. What is it about this tax that brought the governor and the legislature together?
Well, I think it's the idea that they really wanted $56 million in matching federal funds, so they had to raise some revenue in order to get that federal money. So they did put together a gas tax compromise. The House and Senate really had different approaches. They met with the governor for about an hour. They came out and they had an agreement. Starting next Wednesday, the per gallon tax will be reduced by 8 cents, but at the same time, there'll be a 2% tax on the price of gas. Lawmakers want to shift away from that per gallon tax and go to a sales tax because the amount of gas being sold in Vermont is going down dramatically. So the net effect next Wednesday will be a 6 cent per gallon increase. And then a year from now, exactly the same thing happens again. They actually reduce the per gallon tax. And again, the net impact would be about 6 cents per gallon.
So do you think we'll see long lines at the pump April 30th, people filling up ahead of the gas tax?
Well, you know, the price of gas has gone down a little bit in the last couple of weeks. So the question will be, will people really notice it? The lawmakers might have caught a break here.
All right. Well, is that all they agreed on, the gas tax, or is there more?
No, that's pretty much it. There's a lot of stuff they disagreed on, but I'd say the gas tax was their big area of agreement.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the disagreements then. One of them is that the governor has been opposed to broad-based taxes, saying that it's going to threaten Vermont's economic recovery. Is that why he and the legislature aren't seeing eye to eye on the basic tax package?
That's exactly why. The House raised the income tax, the rooms and meals tax, and added some things to the sales tax, and the governor made it very clear he didn't like that package at all. I think he would have vetoed the House package. The Senate Finance Committee is coming at it from a different perspective. It caps the amount of mortgage interest that a person can deduct on their income tax. It would be about $12,000. It's estimated that this change will affect about 15,000 people, and most of these people have fairly large mortgages. And the second thing it does, it imposes a minimum 3% tax rate for all people with incomes larger than $125,000. And they did this because committee chairman Tim Ash says, you know, there's some higher income people who are able to pay very, very little in taxes because they have a lot of deductions. And he thinks everyone in this tax bracket and above should pay at least a 3% rate. Now, the governor doesn't like this idea at all. He also doesn't like the idea that the Senate Finance Committee plan adds the sales tax to bottled water. So, you know, we've got a stalemate in the making here, and it's going to be very interesting to see how it gets resolved.
And there's one more piece of legislation to discuss. The House passed a bill this week designed to slow the growth of local school spending, and that involves some changes in how schools are funded. So what are the key details of this bill?
House Democrats have resisted efforts for years to change the current funding system. But this year, things really are different, and I think that's because local school spending is expected to increase more than 10% over the next 2 years. And that means a big increase in the statewide property tax rate. So House Democrats are saying we got to do something to slow this growth down. And here's how they do it. Right now, towns pay a pretty stiff penalty if they spend more than 25% above the statewide average per pupil. This bill reduces this number to 21% over a period of years. And you might say, well, is that going to make all that much difference? Well, people think it will because many school boards keep a very close eye on this penalty figure. They don't want to go over it, so they pass a budget that goes right up close to it. So if you lower that threshold from 25% down to 21%, people think it's going to have an impact over time.
Bob, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Peter.
That's VPR's Bob Kinzel. And Bob, along with VPR's John Dillon and Kurt Carapeza, have been reporting on these issues all week. And you can review their coverage at vpr.net. And be sure to join us this time next week for a review of all the legislative news of the week. It's 9:40.